Hey there, and welcome to Leading Presales, the show for solution engineering leaders who want to build teams that drive revenue, and not just demos. My name is Tim, and I'm the co-founder of SE Rockstars, and together with Jan, we've coached over 350 solution engineers and their leaders across several dozens of companies. Every conversation you hear on this show is based on real coaching situations, real challenges, real problems that SE leaders like you are dealing with right now. None of this is made up. We use AI to bring these stories to life through our two hosts, Nate and Ava, but the insights come straight from the trenches. Each episode gives you one actionable takeaway you can apply immediately, whether you're already leading a team or working your way into that role. All right, let's get into it.
So something happened last week that's been stuck in my head. One of my SE directors, solid leader, great track record, came to me and said he's losing one of his best people. No warning signs. Performance was strong, engagement seemed fine, just gone. Handed in notice on a Monday morning.
No warning at all? Nothing in the one-on-ones?
That's what I asked him. He said, I always ask how she's doing. She always says she's fine. And I thought, that's the whole problem right there. She was telling him. Fine was the signal. He just wasn't hearing it.
Welcome to Leading Presales. I'm Ava.
And I'm Nate. Every episode, one idea, 5 minutes. Today, why how are you, really, is the most underrated question in SE leadership, and how most of us are asking it wrong.
Okay, so I do the personal check-in with my team every session. 5 minutes, first thing. But I'll be honest, I sometimes wonder if I'm getting the real answer or just a polished version. What did you figure out?
After that conversation with my director, I dug into this. Talked to my best managers. The ones with high retention, high engagement scores. And they all do something different from the, how are you, good, great, let's move on, pattern.
Which is?
They don't ask, how are you, ever. They ask something specific enough that fine isn't a valid answer. What's been the most draining thing since we last talked? Or, what's giving you energy right now? You can't deflect those with a one-word answer.
Huh. I ask, how are you feeling about this week? Which is still pretty deflectable now that I think about it. My newer SEs definitely give me the polished version. The ones who've been with me for 2 years open up, but that's because we've built that trust over time.
Right. And here's what I think the shortcut is. You go first. One of the best managers I've ever worked with, early in my career, would start every check-in with something real about his own week. Nothing dramatic. Just, honestly, I'm a bit fried from QBR prep. Or, I had a rough conversation with my boss yesterday. It gave me permission to be honest, too.
So vulnerability from the leader changes the whole dynamic. That makes sense. If you're sitting there perfectly composed asking, how are you? The implicit message is, give me the professional answer.
Exactly. And there's a second piece. Listen for the pattern, not just the answer. If someone says, busy, 3 weeks in a row, that's not a status update. That's a signal. Are they overloaded? On too many deals? Is their AE dumping work on them?
But how do you track that? I've got 12 people. I can barely remember what I had for lunch yesterday, let alone what each SE said in their check-in 2 weeks ago.
Write it down. Quick note after each session. Not in a creepy surveillance way. Just, Sarah mentioned she's frustrated with the Acme AE, or Marcus is excited about the new demo environment. Then 2 weeks later, you follow up. Hey, Marcus, how's that demo environment working out?
And that tells them you actually listened. Not just heard, listened. Okay, I don't do that consistently enough. I do it with my direct reports informally, but I've never made it a system.
The managers who do this well have noticeably better engagement. I've seen it across my whole org. It's the difference between a check-in and a checkbox. Following up on what someone told you last time, that's how trust compounds over months.
You know what bugs me, though? The people who never open up. I have one SE who's been with me for a year and still gives me nothing personal. Great performer, no complaints, but I have no idea what's going on in his head.
Some people are private. That's real. But in my experience, if you get, I'm fine from every person, every week, for months, that's not 8 private people. That's a leader who hasn't cracked the code yet. For the individual holdout, keep showing up. Keep asking specific questions. Keep going first with your own stuff. Some people take 6 months to trust the meeting. That doesn't mean you stop trying.
Patience as a leadership strategy. Not my strongest suit, but point taken. What's the move?
Your next one-on-one, replace "how are you" with one specific question. What's been the most frustrating thing since we last talked? Ask it. Then don't say anything for 10 seconds. Let the silence work. And after the meeting, write down one thing they said that wasn't about a deal. Follow up on it next time.
10 seconds of silence. That's going to be the hardest part.
That's exactly why it works. I'm Nate.
And I'm Ava. See you next episode.
Thanks for listening to Leading Presales. If you've got a question, a topic you'd like us to cover, or you just want to connect, reach out to me at tim@serockstars.com. And if what you heard today hit home and you want to talk about how to develop your SE team, feel free to book a discovery call at serockstars.com. No strings attached. The link is, of course, also in the show notes. Until next time, and keep leading from the front.